committed to national reunification in what it regards as a breakaway province. President-elect William Lai says the victory signals democracy over authoritarianism. Wen Qi-sung, a Taiwanese expert from the Australian National University, analyses the comments.
I think it's less meant to be a provocation against other non-democratic or authoritarian actors. It's more about trying to drive home to the message, especially to democratic partners, that, hey, I'm hanging out with you and that I'm a dependable friend with whom you can have deep and meaningful cooperation with.
The post office says its declared accounts are appropriate and accurate. It follows claims the organisation could be facing a £100 million tax bill and insolvency connected to compensation payouts over the Horizon IT scandal. The 1st March this year in support of Palestinians in Gaza has been taking place in central London. It's part of a global day of action involving dozens of countries around the world. A woman charged with murdering a 7-year-old boy in Pembrokeshire has appeared in court. The Pipit Lindsay, who's 42, was arrested at the scene in Haverford West on Wednesday. Queen Elizabeth's final moments have been described as very peaceful in a memo written by her private secretary. The note, which forms part of a new biography of the King, is being serialised in the Daily Mail. Dickie Arbiter is a former press secretary to the late monarch.
The satisfying news from Dr. Douglas Glass that she slipped away peacefully will satisfy and please a lot of people that she didn't suffer right up to the end, but did suffer in the days that she was working leading up to it.
In sport, Manchester City kick off away at Newcastle later this hour, hoping to increase the pressure on Premier League leaders Liverpool. Victory would take the defending champions 2 points off the summit. Chelsea beat West London rivals Fulham 1-0 in the day's other top flight game. That's the latest. I'm Faye Rowlands.
This is Phoenix FM.
2 minutes past five on a Saturday afternoon. You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb. This is Phoenix Sport. Welcome into hour three.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
It's going to be a generally dry and cloudy Saturday night. Some clear spells may develop, though, allowing a slight frost to occur in places. The cloud will also be thick enough to bring patchy drizzle. Minimum temperature overnight will be 0 degrees Celsius. Sunday we'll see a cloudy start to the day with some isolated showers, particularly on the coast. But it will turn brighter into the afternoon with some decent sunshine. Breezy, especially along the coast. Maximum temperature tomorrow is going to be around 4 degrees Celsius.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Straight back to the football full times because I've got lots more of those to go through. League One, it finished Barnsley 2, Bristol Rovers 1 and Northampton 1, Wigan 1 and also Shrewsbury 0, Stevenage 1. And in the Isthmian Premier League, good win for Canvey Island, 3-2 winners against struggling Kingstonian. Leeds United are taking all 3 points back to West Yorkshire in the Championship after winning 3-0 at Cardiff. And what a win for the O's this afternoon. Fantastic result for them away to Portsmouth League leaders at the start of play. The O's have won by 3-0. That's got to be the result of the season for them so far. League One, it finished Wickham 1, Lincoln 1. There was a very late equaliser for Lincoln in that game. League Two, it finished Crewe 2, Swindon 1. And there was a late winner for MK Dons in League Two in a match at Tranmere. And it finished Tranmere 1, MK Dons 2. And Brightley Sea Regent 2, Walthamstow 3. That is a full-time in the Isthmian North. So good result for Walthamstow's new manager, Vinnie Murphy, in his first league game in charge of Stoke. Championship, it finished Rotherham 0, Stoke 1. Just one from League 1. Carlisle 1, Oxford United 3. League 2, struggling Forest Green Rovers 0, Harrogate Town 2. I'll run through the relevant league tables in a while as well. A point for Hornchurch's interim manager Lewis Spence after he took over from Steve Morrison, who departed for Sutton United last weekend. They drew 2-2 in the Isthmian Premier League away to Carshalton Athletic. All over St Andrews in the Championship, it finished Birmingham 2, Swansea 2. So Tony Mowbray in his first game in charge of the Blues, seeing them pick up a point thanks to a 95th minute equaliser from Jordan James. A win for their West Midlands neighbours, West Bromwich Albion, though, also in the Championship. They were 4-1 winners at Blackburn, at home to Blackburn this afternoon. One more from League 2. It's finished Doncaster 0, Newport 1. Late winner for Newport in that one. Quite a game at the Len Salmon Stadium this afternoon in the Isthmian Premier League, but it's not gone the way of hashtag United. Visitors Bognor Regis Town beat them by 5-4. League 1, it's finished Charlton 1, Peterborough 2, and Stockport 3, Walsall 1. It's a full-time in League 2. Isthmian North, it's finished Grays Athletic 1, Heybridge Swifts 3. Finally, over at Blundell Park, an extraordinary game in League 2 between Grimsby Town and North County, and it's finished Grimsby 5, Notts County 5. Chelmsford City are out of the FA Trophy. The National League South side were beaten 1-0 at Melbourne Park by the National League Wealdstone, but congratulations to Avely. They go into the last 16 of the trophy, having beaten National League AFC Fylde by a 0-0 at Parkside this afternoon, thanks to a first half goal from Nana Kiai. So well done to the Millers. Concord Rangers have picked up a much needed point at Margate in the Isthmian Premier League. It finished 1-1 there, although Montreal Deslandes, who scored their the opening goal for the Beach Boys in the fifth minute, was sent off in the second half of that one. Getting back to racing, we have got another, at least one more result for you. That comes from the 4:45 at Chelmsford. Yeah, that's the only one I've got for now. First was number 2, Super Hit, 8-13 favourite. Second was number 5, Wild Saffron, priced at 14-1. And third was number 3, Havana Force, priced at 20-1. There were a total of 9 runners in that race. Go all the way back to 1986 now. Janet Jackson, What Have You Done For Me Lately?
Little things. all you seem to give. You're always putting off what we could do today. So Papa says, you've got one life to live. Who's right? Who's wrong?
The time at 12 minutes past five. Got a late result in from the Championship, where it's finished Millwall 1, Middlesbrough 3. Marcus Force scored a late 95th minute goal for Middlesbrough to give them a comprehensive victory down at the Den. Now, I mentioned earlier that League One match between Reading and Port Vale had been abandoned. It was due to a pitch invasion in the first half by protesting Reading supporters. They've been in all sorts of dire straits financially. They've had points deducted, and I think, by the looks of things, the club supporters have run out of patience with the owners there. So it all went off, as they say, this afternoon with the pitch invasion, and the game has been abandoned. Closer to home, I can tell you now that there are going to be three Essex sides in the fifth round, the last 16 of the FA Vars. Congratulations to Great Wakering Rovers, whose manager, Marcus Bowers, we spoke to on non-league hour during the week. They won their tie 2-1 away to Whitchurch, Allport. Tilbury were in the fifth round as well. I think I'm right in saying that's the furthest they've ever got. They won 1-0 up in Norfolk this afternoon, away to Wolfsham at the Willows. Romford will be joining them in the draw for the fifth round after beating Stanway Pegasus by 2 goals to one at Rookery Hill this afternoon. So commiserations to Stanway Pegasus, but other than that, there is going to be some very good Essex representation in the last 16 of that competition. After the break, we're going to have a full-time report from New Lodge and a thumping win for Billericay Town over Cray Wanderers this afternoon.
98 FM.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen, or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a hallmark care home.
Join me, Andy Furno, for Boogie Nights every Saturday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM. 60s Motown, 70s Disco, 80s Soul and 90s Dance. And remember, if it ain't jazz, it ain't worth a funk.
So right now we're going to cross to New Lodge. Our featured game this afternoon in non-league was the Isthmian Premier League game between Billericay Town and Cray Wanderers. And watching Aberon for us was Jack Patmore
reporting for Phoenix FM from New Lodge. Billericay Town secure a 6-0 win over Cray Wanderers to continue their perfect start to 2024. The Blues got off to a flyer on 6 minutes as Bradley Stevenson's delivery fell to Jay Porter, whose strike went in off of the crossbar. They were on their search for a second, and Alfie truly went close as his dipping free kick looped over the bar. Cray were having chances of their own, and Ellis Brown and Gary Lockyer linked up to good effect, and Lockyer's shot was cleared off of the line by George Wind. Gary McCann's side deservedly doubled their lead with 35 minutes on the clock as goalscorer Porter delivered for Cerulli, and he found the target. It got even better just before the break as Billericay netted their third when Cerulli slotted home from Porter's knockdown. Heading into the second half, and Billericay continued to dominate the Wands, and 15 minutes in they netted a fourth. Richard Asamoah on the left delivered for Frankie Merrifield, and he headed past Sean Rowley. The fifth came courtesy of Stevenson with a rifled strike past the keeper, and the sixth saw Cerulli get his hat-trick with his curling strike. Despite Louis Ramsey's second yellow late on and a red card, the Blues sealed the points. The Blues sealed 3 points in style.
Thanks very much indeed, Jack. So, fantastic result for Gary McCann at Billericay Town this afternoon. So I'm just going to take a quick look through the relevant league tables now. Premier League, Chelsea in 8th place after that 1-0 win over Fulham at lunchtime at Stamford Bridge. And Newcastle United currently in 10th place. They take on Manchester City in 3rd, kicking off at 5:30. A couple of games tomorrow. Aston Villa travel to Everton at a 2 p.m. kickoff. And Manchester United take on Tottenham at Old Trafford. That is at 4:30. Just to remind you, Liverpool currently 3 points clear of 2nd place. Aston Villa at the top of the table. Man City 3rd, Arsenal 4th, Tottenham 5th, and West Ham United United, who have an FA Cup replay during the week. They are in sixth place. Bottom three, Sheffield United, still bring out the rear. Burnley in 19th and Luton in 18th. Burnley and Luton drew 1-1 at Turf Moor last night. Moving on to the EFL now, and in the Championship, Leicester City, despite losing 3-1 at Coventry at lunchtime, they remain 10 points clear at the top of the table on 65 points. But Southampton move into second place, at least for the time being, after seeing off Sheffield Wednesday by 4-0 at St Mary's this afternoon. That has given them a superior goal difference to Ipswich Town, who dropped to third, both of those sides, on 55 points, but that could all change if Ipswich get a win or a draw against Sunderland at Portman Road this evening. That one starts at 5:30. The other side's in the playoff spots. Leeds United in fourth after a comfortable win at Cardiff this afternoon. West Brom and Coventry, who also won, are fifth and sixth. Rotherham United bringing up the rear. They lost at Stoke this afternoon. Queen's Park Rangers are 23rd and struggling Sheffield Wednesday after that heavy defeat at Southampton. They are in 22nd place, 4 points from safety. Now, taking a look at League One, and what a win for Leighton Orient this afternoon. 3-0 at leaders Portsmouth has taken the O's up to 10th place in the table. Portsmouth remain top, but their lead has been cut to 1 point following that defeat, as Peterborough 1-2-1 at Charlton, and they're on 52 points to Pompey's 53. And the Posh have a game in hand on the leaders as well. After the abandonment of Reading versus Bolton Wanderers, Bolton remained third. Derby didn't play at fourth. Oxford United in fifth after they won 3-1 at struggling Carlisle. Barnsley in sixth after they won 2-1 against Bristol Rovers. At the other end, it's Fleetwood bringing up the rear after they lost at Cambridge United. Carlisle also lost 23rd, and also Cheltenham Town and Reading. They were the other side in the relegation spots. I've only just noticed, actually, it was it was Reading versus Port Vale that was abandoned. Bolton were playing Cheltenham, and I believe that match was abandoned as well. I'm just noticing, actually, it was because of a medical incident in the crowd. Quite seriously. Somebody had a suspected cardiac arrest in the East Stand at Bolton around 30 minutes into the game at a community stadium. As the club have issued a statement, the man was treated by medical staff and paramedics at the scene. While the two teams were taken off the pitch, and following sustained attempts to revive the patient, he was taken to the first aid room at the stadium, and the match was abandoned shortly after 4 o'clock. The supporter was subsequently taken to hospital. Thoughts of everyone at Bolton Wanderers with him and his family. An update on the supporter's condition will follow. We pray that that supporter is okay, but it's not sounding too good. Let's hope it's better news than is being described. Let's just have a look at a few other league tables. League Two. So Colchester United, they drew 1-1 with Bradford City. They remain in 22nd place in the table. The two sides in the drop zone, Sutton United, Steve Morrison saw his new charges get a point in his first game in charge. They drew 2-2 at home to Barrow. Forest Green remain bottom after they lost 2-0 at home to Harrogate Town. The other end is Stockport, 2 points clear of Wrexham at the top after they beat Walsall 3-1. Wrexham won themselves 2-0 at home to AFC Wimbledon. Mansfield were held to a draw at Morecambe, but they remain in third. Barrow, Crewe, Notts County and MK Dons, the other sides in the playoff spots. Just the one match in the National League this afternoon, and that was Southend United's win at Eastleigh, and has taken Southend up to 12th place in the table, just behind Eastleigh, who are in 11th place. So let's move straight on to the Isthmian Premier League, shall we? Where Hornchurch remain top, despite being held to a 2-2 draw at Carl Shulton this afternoon in Lewis Spence's first match in charge. And they won 54 points, two games in hand over second place Chatham Town, who won this afternoon. Billy Ricky up to third after that big 6-0 win against Cray Wanderers. Eventually in Denfield Town, the other side in the playoff spots. Hashtag United after another defeat, albeit narrowly, a real goal fest at the Len Salmon Stadium. They lost 5-4. They are 10th. Canvey, who won this afternoon against Kingstonian, are 13th. And Concord Rangers, despite picking up a point at Margate, they remain bottom of the table, albeit only on goal difference behind Kingstonian, and they've got games in hand on all the other sides of the bottom four, which is also include having a Borough and Cheshire's. Just two more league tables to look at now. The Isthmian North, where lowest off Town, the league leaders, are only 2 points clear now. In the game of the day in that division, they travelled to another Suffolk club, Felixstowe and Walton United, who are in second place, and Felixstowe beat them by 3-0. Bowers and Pitsy hold on to second spot after their 2-2 draw at Bury Town. They're on 38. Hayward Swifts on 37 points. They want a fine run of form, and they continued to afternoon with 3-1 win at Grays Athletic. Basildon United beaten 1-0 at home by Ipswich Wanderers, however they do remain in 5th place. Brentwood Town in 6th, just a point behind Basildon after their 3-1 win at Walden and Tittree, who are 7th. Brightling Sea Region 9th, Walthamstow 10th after Vinnie Murphy saw his side winning his first league game in charge at Brightlingsea. Witham Town, who didn't play today, at 12. Redbridge after drawing a 15. Grays Athletic following a defeat. They are still in 18th place, but they are 8 points clear of bottom club Stowmarket Town, who have still yet to win this season. And finally, we take a look at the Southern League Division 1 Central, where Waltham Abbey remain in the playoff spots in 4th place, despite losing by the goal in 7 away to Hadley this afternoon. Hadley scoring an injury time winner in that one. Lots still to come on the show between now and 6 p.m. when I make way for Mandy Cullen and Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers. I've still got local rugby results to come, some more racing results to come as well. And we'll also be taking a look at the Thurlow Nun Divisions 1 North and South in the football, and hopefully have time to have a look at the world of tennis as well with the Australian Open starting tomorrow. I've got a themed post-match warm-down, because I really do need to get my breath back very shortly. So I'm going to be playing 3 songs in a row very soon with a theme this week. But first off, with the time at 28 minutes past 5, it's time for this.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Last travel update of the day here on Phoenix 98 FM. And it's been Billy Ricky. It's been busy in Billy Ricky High Street this afternoon. On the High Street all afternoon, the northbound carriageway from Southend Road up to Norsey Road has been busy, and that is still the case as it stands at the moment. And still busy in Chelmsford on Victoria Road between Springfield Road and New Street, and on Springfield Road between Springfield Green and Victoria Road, and also going towards the Army and Navy roundabout Parkway East and Van Diemen's Road are still looking busy at the moment, but the road across the area looking okay elsewhere. No reported problems on Greater Anglia or C2C trains. The Elizabeth line looking good, as well as its London Overground. Just a reminder, there is no DLR service all weekend between Canning Town and Beckton. Replacement buses are in operation. And if you're travelling into the capital this evening, just be aware that there are still some severe delays on the underground on the central line due to train cancellations. So this is the point where I get my breath back every Saturday, the post-match warm down, and I'm going to play 3 songs all about Saturday night.
Well, Saturday night at 8 o'clock, I know where I'm gonna go. I'm gonna pick my baby up and take her to the picture show. Everybody in the neighborhood is dressing up to be there too. And we're gonna have a ball just like we always do.
Saturday night at the movies. Who guess what picture we see?
When you're hugging with your baby, last row in the balcony. Well, there's Technicolor and the CinemaScope, a guest out of Hollywood, and the popcorn from the candy stand makes it all seem twice as good. There's always lots of pretty girls with figures they don't try to hide, but they never can compare to the girl sitting by my side.
Saturday night at the movies. Who cares what picture you see?
When you're with your baby, last row in the balcony.
That was this week's post-match warm down, all about Saturday night. Started off with the Drifters and one of their great 60s classics, Saturday Night at the Movies. That was followed by the Bay City Rollers and Saturday Night. That was a song which they recorded in 1973. Originally, it was re-recorded by Les McKeon, became a lead singer, and it never actually was released as a single in the UK, but it was in the States when they tried to crack America, and it got to number one there in January 1976. Now, the Bay City Rollers, by their own, the band's own ambition, if you've ever watched documentaries about them, I think they've acknowledged themselves that their musical ability was somewhat limited, but they made a few fine pop songs, and that particular track was influenced by the Ramones, of all people, the Hey Ho Let's Go chant in a Blitzkrieg Bop by the Ramones was apparently inspired by Saturday Night. And then we heard Elton John, of course, another 70s track, Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting. 20 minutes to go, but still a lot to cram in. Coming your way this Saturday night on Phoenix FM, it's Mandy Cullen with Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers from 6 till 8pm. Lots of great songs, which don't get played that often from the 70s, 80s and 90s. Then Andy Furno's here with Boogie Nights, 8 till 10, 60s Motown, 70s Disco, 80s Soul and 90s Dance. And 10 till midnight tonight, Steve Robertson. He will be here with Classic Phoenix, 2 hours of classical music. In the two matches that kicked off at 5:30 in the football, it's goalless at St James's Park between Newcastle United and Manchester City. Currently goalless 2 at Portman Road in the Championship game between Ipswich Town and Sunderland. A couple more European rugby results to bring you in. The Champions Cup, Pool 1, it has finished. Bristol 17, Bulls 31. And in Pool 3, the final score was Toulon 18, Munster 29. Meanwhile, in the European Challenge Cup, Pool 1, it finished Zebre 20, Dragons 17, Castres 26, Black Lions 6 was another full-time score. Still got the local rugby results round up to come. I'm waiting on one or two scores at the moment. So in the meantime, I will get back to racing because I've got a couple more results for you there. The 5 o'clock at Wolverhampton was won by number 6 Sweet Talking Sue, priced at 66 to 1, so one or two bookies may have taken a bashing this evening. Second was number 2 Fly Pass, priced at 10 to 1, and third was number 1 Desert Raider, the 8 to 11 favourite and 7 ran. And in the 5:15 at Chelmsford, first was number 3, Blazes Boylan, priced at 9 to 2. Second was number 1, Juicy, the 30 to 100 favourite. And a third was number 4, Raffles Angel, priced at 8 to 1. There were a total of 4 runners in that race. A bit more music for you now. This is Gladys Knight and License to Kill.
To run. Directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
Get the home improvements you've always wanted at a price you can afford with SEHBAC and our biggest January sale. There's up to 50% off our stunning range of windows, doors, conservatories and extensions, and the option to buy now, pay in January 2025 or 2 years interest-free. Transform your home for less with SEHBAC. Get inspiration at your nearest SEHBAC showroom or at SEHBAC.com. Representative 19.9% APR. Our terms and conditions apply.
If you're up for a fantastic challenge, for an inspiring cause, why not take on the Baker's Brentwood Half Marathon for St Francis Hospice? Taking place in March 2024, it's a great opportunity to get fit, make a difference, and be part of Team SFH. For more information and to find out how you can take part, just search St Francis Hospice Brentwood Half.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
In the Premier League at St James's Park, it's still goalless between Newcastle United and Manchester City, but an early blow for Pep Guardiola and Manchester City. Keeper Ederson has gone off injured after only 8 minutes, and he has been replaced by Stefan Ortega, their substitute goalkeeper. Also still goalless in the Championship game between Ipswich Town and Sunderland at Portman Road. More football scores, and in the Spartan South Midlands League Premier Division, a much-needed win this afternoon for Stansted, who were away to London Lions, and they picked up a 2-1 victory there. Moving on to the Thurlow Nun Division 1 South now, and it finished Clapton 2, Barkingside 2, Dunmo 3, Enfield Borough 2, Harlow 4, Hackney Wick 1, Newbury Forest 3, Cannonswood 2, Southend Manor 1, Brimstown 2, Clapton Community Leaders were beaten 4-3 at St Margaret'sbury, finished Tower Hamlets 1, Benfleet 2, and Wormley Rovers 2, Hoddesdon Town 1. There was one game last night. It finished Basildon Town 0, Bowen Baker 3. So Clapton Clapton Community still stop at the top, but their lead has been cut to 2 points, 56 points. We're on Hollow Town. We have two games in hand on the leaders after beating Hackney Wick this afternoon. They are second. Benfleet in third. Hutton, who didn't play today, are fourth. And Dunmo Town are in fifth place. Looking at the Essex side, in the Thurlow Nun Division 1 North, defeat for Holland at Coulthard United this afternoon. The home side beat them by 2-1. Win for Harwich and Parkstone away to Swaffham Town. Harwich won 2-1, and also a 2-1 win for Wivenhoe Town, who hosted Haverhill Borough, who they beat by 2-1. Framlingham Town, they are top of that division on 54 points. Stanway Pegasus still second on 51. They were in Vales action this afternoon. Of course, I mentioned earlier they lost their tie 2-1 at Romford. Great Yarmouth Town, Holland in fourth, and AFC Sudbury Reserves make up the top five. Further down, Harwich and Parkstone in seventh after their win, and after their win, Wivenhoe Town are in 12th place. In racing, still waiting for the results of the 5:30 at Wolverhampton. Now, tennis, the Australian Open is underway. And Jody Bravich, Novak Djokovic and Arina Sabalenka will all be in action on day one. In one of the warm-up tournaments of our tournament, the Adelaide final, Britain's Jack Draper missed out on the first ATP Tour title of his career as his opponent Yuri Lelenka fought back to win 4-6, 6-4, 6-3 in the final. 22-year-old Draper started impressively in what was described as a quality contest, but he played the price for a dip at the end of the second set, but he's looking positively as he travels across to Melbourne for the Australian Open, and the British number four, Draper, can take some consolation that he will move up to 55th in the world rankings after this performance. So the very best of luck to him in that. Now for the local rugby results. The very last one has just come through, actually, which I was waiting on. So let me run through those for you now. First off, in Regional 1 South East, it finished Old Northamptonians 27, Colchester 40. So another victory for the league leaders. Colchester still top of the table. Rochford 100 and Westcliff are currently at the bottom two, but both were only narrowly beaten this afternoon. Rochford hosted Bedford Athletic and the visitors won 27 points to 25. Westcliff went home to fourth place Harpenden and finished Westcliff 41, Harpenden 47. Moving on to Regional 2 Anglia. And a win, another win for the league leaders, Southend Saxons. They won 38 points to 28 away to Norwich. Other results were Chelmsford 31, Holt 25, Dagenham 24, Thurrock 41. Harlow scored 81 points against Stowmarket without reply, and there was a win for Brentwood as well. They travelled to Saffron Walden and they won by 42 points to 12. Moving on to Counties 2, Eastern Counties, and another win for Colchester 2nd 11. They beat Woodbridge by 29 points to 14. Defeat over Mersey Island, they travelled to Bedford Athletic 2nd 11 and lost by 69 points to 5. Meanwhile, in Counties 1 Essex, it finished Campion 18, Old Cooperians 7, Chingford 25, Maldon 19, very good win for struggling Chingford. East London 24, Romford Aginia Park 17, Stanvenny Hope, now bottom of the table. They were beaten 45-7 at home by Epping Upper Clapton, who are currently second. There was a draw between Umpinsdoo and the Mavericks. It finished 17 apiece, and leaders Wanstead beat Braintree by 22 points to 19. Counties 2, Essex North, meanwhile, and it finished Kelvedon and Fearing 22, Clacton 8, Whittam 29, Southwood and Ferrers, the bottom side 10, and Whittle Wanderers 17, Harwich and Dover Court 24. And finally, in the Counties 2 Essex South League, it finished Billericay 27, Kings Cross Dealers 21. A home win was awarded to Canvey Island against Barking, the bottom club, and there was a win for Old Brentwoods, who were currently second behind leaders Basildon, who didn't play today. And Old Brentwoods travelled to Millwall and won by 35 points to 15. So, just one other thing to bring you. That's the result of the 5:30 race at Wolverhampton. First was number 6, Bajon Blue, priced at 13-2. Second was number 2, Trojan Storm, 6-4 favourite. And third was number 1, Beat the Clock, priced at 8-1. There were a total of 7 runners in that race. That is the end of another edition of Phoenix Sport. Thank you so much for listening. And thank you to Jack Patmore for his reports on a superb afternoon for Billericay Town, who beat Cray Wanderers in the ESPN Premier League by 6 goals to nil. I should be back on the radio Thursday night, all being well, with another edition of the Non-League Hour, 7 till 8 p.m. Hope you can join me for that. If not, all being well, I'm here again next Saturday, 3 till 6, with another edition of Phoenix Sport. Mandy is next with Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers. And I'm going to leave you with the Bee Gees. You should be dancing. Bye-bye.